it's just coming up to 11:30 and we've got live music in the studio. I'm joined by Jack Cooper and Robert Goulston, who are Holloway Row. The guys are fresh from the Lee Folk Festival at the weekend, and they've got a massive lineup of gigs coming up over the summer with the festival scene. Holloway Row are from the country scene, and they're also going to be performing at the FSA Festival this summer. So good morning, guys.
How are you doing?
Hello.
Now, they've been warming up in the studio and sounding phenomenal.
I don't know about that.
You should just go. We are phenomenal.
Oh yeah, we're great. Yeah. We're amazing.
Because you're playing a bit. Because you are playing all over the place, and you are doing loads of interviews at the moment. Because you're class.
I don't know about that. There's a couple of Essex blokes.
No, that's fine. Yeah, we're about to see you from Essex.
Southend.
Have you lived there all your lives?
Yeah,
pretty much. I was a Tilbury boy to about 7 years old.
Yeah.
I was going to say, don't forget that you're
Tilbury. Yeah, I won't forget that. I don't like saying that, but...
No, I don't. I live near Tilbury now, and I don't like to say that. Anyway, moving swiftly on. How long have you guys been together, and did you meet at school, or...?
Yeah, we went to school together. Mm. Originally, I really disliked Jack.
Along with everyone else.
Along with everyone else. And then we were forced to work together in GCSE music.
He just realised how talented I was, I think that's
only because the teacher told me to. So, and then we worked together then, and turns out I actually quite like him. And then we've been working together ever since.
So, yeah, we left school about 10 years ago. So, yeah, we've just been working. I mean, we did a load of different projects growing up, you know, from punk music to dance music and... I think country music, as we got a bit older and matured a bit, and we really loved the songs, you know, country music is all about a great song, and that kind of won us over.
Yeah. I mean, we did a festival at the beginning of the year called C2C, Country to Country, up at the O2. We've done it 2 years on the trot. You can see, just from that one festival, you can see how much it's growing.
Yeah.
Just in the space of a year. The amount of people that are there, the amount of bands that were there the second year round that we went, they've added a third day. From that, you can see quite how fast it's growing.
Has it moved? Because when sometimes you think of country music, you think of the old style country music. So you think of people like Tammy Wynette or Kenny Rogers and that kind of.
That was a big problem we had at the start, because we were like, oh, we're going to do country music, and people were like, are you joking?
Yeah,
but. Yeah, I mean, it's very modern what we do. I mean, like we say, we're just a couple of young guys in our 20s. We're not, you know, so we still listen to pop music on the radio, and we still listen to all these things. So that definitely comes across in the country music as well. And, you know, as time goes on, the music progresses, and it's definitely more modern and more suited now. So
I think, yeah, you can get, there is a lot of storytelling in country music. I mean, that's kind of where it's come from. There are a lot of artists, including ourselves, that write about just having a good time and drinking a beer, that kind of stuff. And that's all relevant in country music now as well. So it's not, I wouldn't have said it's all about telling a story, but it does play a huge role in it, yeah.
And I was going to say, because you're from Southend, and I've read that you've actually been to Nashville, which is the home of country music. What happened there? How did you get over there? Well, obviously you didn't go by boat.
We got on a plane.
I led myself into that one, didn't I? Well, how did you get to go over there with, was it sort of music, or did you get invited over?
We decided ourselves that we were going to go to kind of obviously just have a look, really. That is the home of country music. We went out there to network, meet people, drink beer, and it was really just a bit of like a research exercise. We're going back at the end of this year, so now that we've been out there once before and met some, you know, made friends and experienced it, we can go back now with a different mindset to actually get some stuff done.
We were really lucky as well, because when we were out there, we went for the CMA festival, so it's a huge festival, and they shut off all the streets of Nashville.
Yeah,
and we just had a frisbee, and we were just having a laugh down the streets, throwing a frisbee around, throwing it at random people, and we ended up throwing it at someone. It hit someone, and they happened to run the Martin guitar stage at the festival, and we got talking. They gave us a slot for the next day. So,
oh wow!
Yeah, it was pretty. So if you want anything in life,
there we go. Obviously there's two of you, you're a duo, and you've got your guitar. You can basically just turn up anywhere and just go, yeah, we can do some songs.
I mean, we do actually have a six-piece band as well, a group of talented young lads that come and help us out for full band stuff. Yeah, we are a duo.
Hey, tell us about the success, your debut EP. You had a top 10 UK iTunes for the country album.
Yep, that's right, for both EPs, is that right? Yeah, we've been very lucky with that. I don't know what else to say to that.
Was it a surprise? Because when people release stuff all the time and they don't, nothing happens.
Absolutely,
it was a huge surprise, especially the first time round. We had no idea that there would be so many people that would buy the record. I mean, we hadn't, when we put the first EP out, we hadn't been going that long, I don't think. I think when we hit the charts at something like 84, I was happy with that.
Yeah.
And then just to watch it throughout the day, just keep climbing and climbing and climbing. I think the first one peaked at 7 or 8, and then our second one got to 5.
Yeah, just next to Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Well, that's a nice place to be.
Yeah. Sandwiched in between Taylor Swift and I think Carrie Underwood. Yeah. So yeah, not a bad
I'm
person.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
Is it difficult? Do you still have like jobs, or are you doing music full time? And if so, how difficult is it to get the income with being musicians nowadays?
Hugely difficult.
Yeah.
We do work casual contracts.
Yeah.
Other jobs. So it does allow plenty of time if we need it to, which appears we do at the moment, to actually come and do this. So
yeah,
we are quite lucky in that sense to be able to actually come and do this and not have to say, oh no, I can't, I've got to work.
There's nothing worse than saying that.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, I mean, this is pretty much solely what we do. And then, yeah, there'll be a couple of days on the side every now and then if we need a bit of extra cash. Mm. But,
Because loads of festivals and you're headlining loads of places over the summer. Yeah. You've got a full schedule.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely getting better. It's building up and building up. I mean, we're definitely seeing it. And, we're lucky boys.
You've got a new single coming out at the end of July.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've just put out an EP that came out in April. There are loose plans to put another one out at the end of the year, early next year.
Yeah. I think we're concentrating on obviously putting the next single out from the EP and then just doing as many shows as possible over the summer. So I think when all that's kind of died down a little bit, we'll look at maybe writing some new songs and looking at a new record.
How do you actually write songs together? Do you both do the lyrics, or do you have the guitar and the vocals going at the same time? Do you jam stuff?
It's always different, isn't it?
It's different every song. We don't have a set formula on how we put a song together.
Yeah,
Jack might come up with an idea, I might come up with an idea, and then we come together and put it together. Jack might already have some lyrics, and then it whatever comes first. It could be the drum beat that comes first, it could be a chord progression, it could be a melody, it could be like a phrase, it could be anything. That we have no set way of doing it.
What's been the best gig so far that you've done?
Well, that's tough.
Ooh. Last weekend was pretty good.
Yeah.
Up at
it was.
Buckle and Boots.
Ardingly Showground, that was pretty good.
That was a lot of fun. CTC, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And what's been the worst gig? Because there's always got to be one where you just go, so what's the one that sticks out in your mind? Because every band's got that one, this gig I did, and there was a man with his dog, and then he went off and the dog was there.
I mean, I'm not sure we've got many for this band, but I think a long time ago we've probably got some dire stories, haven't we?
Yeah, I've always worked really hard to try and forget those ones.
Oh, right, sorry. I didn't want to bring them up. It's nothing worse than when you've suddenly got a gig and you've realised that it's a bank holiday and that everyone's gone away.
Yeah.
They're normally the worst.
There's been plenty that we've turned up to, as I'm sure many bands have, and just gone, oh no.
We actually, it must have been about 8 years ago now, we played in Runcorn, just outside of Liverpool, and I mean, it was a boggly town. No offence to anyone from Runcorn. And we turned up at this gig, and it was like the Blues Brothers. They opened up this cage, and we got onto the stage, and they closed the cage on us. And yeah, we were scared for our life. I mean, we're only young lads. Mm. Yeah, and it was very scary. And then they wouldn't pay us at the end, and it was like, please, can we have our money?
Did you get your money in the end?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, luckily.
Good. Who would you like to have support you if you were doing a world
tour? We've always said funny people, haven't we?
Do we have to answer seriously?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I'm going to go for a really big one.
Don't do it.
Brian Adams.
Really, Brian Adams? Why are you laughing?
God, Brian Adams.
He could be the first big name that came to mind.
He could be listening out there somewhere. Brian, if you'd give us a call, that's all.
Yeah.
If you're free.
I don't know, I'd go for. There's a...
I'd like a band to get back together.
Ooh.
Like
Liberty X.
Like Liberty X.
Let's just go for those. Or steps.
Or steps.
Steps.
Yeah.
They did get back together, didn't they, for a bit?
Did they?
Yeah. Oh,
that's a shame.
Did that work out?
I don't know. Whether we're good, you should do that. I'm trying to do it. This doesn't work on radio when you're trying to do the tragedy dance here. Tragedy, see?
Yeah. We could do that 5, 6, 7, 8 chain together, couldn't we?
I can't do that, not my size. I fall over and break my neck. Now, if you go and have a look at Facebook, you guys and girls, it's facebook.com/HollowayRoadUK. They've also got their own website, which has got all of the gigs they've got listed for the rest of the year, HollowayRoadMusic.com. And the guys are also on Twitter at HollowayRoadUK. Now, you're going to be playing original songs.
Yep.
So tell us about the first one.
Okay. What are we doing first?
We said so.
This song is purely just about having a good time with your pals. When we wrote this song and the whole feel of it, we had the drum beat going and it was just fun. It sounded fun, so we wanted it just to be about fun.
Yeah.
So we did a music video for it as well, and it's got motocross bikes in it. So it's just about having fun. So it's called We Said So.
Lovely. Here we go.
I don't know much about much, but I know when I'm feeling alright. And I'll take as much as I can from an outdoor summer's night. And I ain't gonna feel it if it don't feel right. So tip back another shot, fly like an eagle, tequila sunrise. Just whistle, the bottle pops. You tip the front seat back in the windows low. The boulevard shine and the headlamps go. Everyone's down, everyone knows. Throw your work to the side, make it up as you go. Could party all night, never wanna go home. Everyone's down, everyone knows. Cause we sat so, oh, oh. Cause we sat so, oh, oh. Cause we sat so. There shines a light for the night, and there's a beach house at the end. The good times are sweet and shine, pass the soap to the left again. When the cops close the party down, we can head downtown. So baby, pass me another beer. But we turn around, I need to do a head count. Cause ain't nobody living there. You tilt the front seat back and the windows roll. The boulevard shine and the headlamps glow. Everyone's down, everyone knows. Throw your work to the side, make it up as you go. Party all night, never wanna go home. Everyone's down, everyone knows. Cause we sat so, oh, oh. Cause we sat so, oh, oh. Cause we sat so. Everyone's down, everyone knows. You tilt the front seat back in the windows low. The boulevard shine and the headlamps glow. Everyone's down, everyone knows. Throw your head to the side, and get up as you go. The party all night, never wanna go home. Everyone's down, everyone knows. Cause we sat so.
Paige can't actually clap because she's filming you on my phone. That's not because I'm a stalker. I just like to have pictures. That is really hooky. You must have people joining in with that one, even if they've never seen you before.
Yeah, we do actually. The show we played last Friday, we had the whole crowd going. So that was cool.